At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Let us thank God for the gift of life. For where there is life, there is always hope. So today, I want to explore with you the profound truth that as long as we have breath in our lungs, there is always reason to hope, and we must never give up on life and the plans and purposes that God has for us. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My dear friends, imagine a tiny seed buried deep in the ground. It's surrounded by darkness, covered in dirt, and seemingly forgotten. But within that little seed lies a spark of life, a glimmer of hope waiting to be awakened. As the seed is watered and nourished, it begins to grow, pushing through the soil and reaching towards the light. It faces obstacles along the way, rocks, weeds, and harsh weather. But it perseveres, driven by an innate desire to thrive and flourish. And in time, that tiny seed becomes a beautiful flower or a mighty tree, a testament to the power of hope and the resilience of life. My friends, we are all like that little seed. We may feel buried by the weight of our struggles, surrounded by darkness and despair. But within each of us lies a spark of life, a glimmer of hope that cannot be extinguished. And just like that seed, we have the power to push through our challenges and reach towards the light. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes 9, verse 4, "For to him who is joined to all the living, there is hope, for a living dog is better than a dead lion." My friends, this scripture beautifully reminds us that as long as we have life, we have hope. And we must thank God for the precious gift of life, even in the midst of our trials and tribulations. Now, let us look at hope in the face of adversity. My dear friends, life is full of challenges and obstacles that can seem overwhelming at times. We all face struggles and hardships that can leave us feeling lost, alone, and without hope. But the Bible reminds us that no matter what we are going through, there is always reason to hope in God. The psalmist cries out in Psalm 42, verse 11, saying, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God." Even in the midst of his despair, the psalmist chooses to put his hope in God, trusting that he will bring deliverance and restoration. And that same hope is available to us today, no matter what challenges we may be facing. One of the most powerful examples of hope in the face of adversity is found in the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis. Joseph was a young man who had been betrayed by his brothers, sold into slavery, and falsely accused of a crime he did not commit. He had every reason to give up hope and succumb to despair. But instead, Joseph chose to trust in God's plan for his life, even when he could not see the way forward. In Genesis 50, verses 19 to 20, Joseph says to his brothers, "Do not be afraid. For am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me. But God meant it for good, in order to bring it about, as it is this day, to save many people alive. Joseph recognized that even in the midst of his trials and struggles, God was working behind the scenes to bring about his purposes and plans. And because Joseph held on to hope and trusted in God, he was ultimately elevated to a position of great authority and influence, where he was able to save countless lives and reunite with his family. My friends, Joseph's story is...
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's a powerful reminder that no matter how dire our circumstances may seem, God is always in control. And he is working all things together for our good and his glory. As the Apostle Paul writes in Romans 8, verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. When we choose to put our hope in God, we can trust that he will use even our darkest moments and deepest pain for our ultimate good and his ultimate glory. Another example of hope in the face of adversity is found in the story of Ruth. Ruth was a young widow who had lost her husband and was living in a foreign land, far from her home and her people. She had every reason to feel hopeless and alone, but instead, Ruth chose to put her faith in God and follow her mother-in-law, Naomi, back to Israel. Ruth says to Naomi in Ruth 1, verse 16, "Entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." Ruth's decision to follow God and remain loyal to Naomi was a powerful act of hope and faith. And because of her faithfulness, Ruth was ultimately blessed with a new husband, a son, and a place in the lineage of Jesus Christ himself. My dear friends, Ruth's story reminds us that hope is not just a feeling or a wishful thought, but a choice to trust in God's goodness and faithfulness, even when we cannot see the way forward. And when we make that choice, we open ourselves up to the blessings and redemption that God has in store for us. Let us now explore hope in the promises of God. My dear friends, when we place our hope in God, we are not just hoping for a vague, uncertain future. We are placing our trust in the promises of a faithful, loving, and all-powerful God who has proven himself true time and time again. Throughout the Bible, we see God making promises to his people, and we see him fulfilling those promises in remarkable ways. And many of us, myself included, continue to experience God's promises being fulfilled in our lives. Our God is faithful. The scripture tells us in Joshua 21, verse 45, "Not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. Every promise that God made to the Israelites, he fulfilled. Every word that he spoke, he brought to pass. And the same is true for us today. When we place our hope in God, we can trust that he will be faithful to fulfill every promise he has made to us. One of the most precious promises that God makes to his children is the promise of his presence. God tells us in Isaiah 41, verse 10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." No matter what challenges or trials we may face, we can have hope in the knowledge that God is with us every step of the way. He promises to strengthen us, to help us, and to uphold us with his righteous right hand. And when we trust in that promise, we can face even the darkest of days with courage and confidence. Another precious promise that God makes to his children is the promise of eternal life. Jesus says in John 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." When we place our faith in Jesus Christ and accept him as our Lord and Savior, we are promised the gift of eternal life. We are promised a future in heaven where there will be no more pain, no more sorrow, and no more suffering. And that promise gives us hope, even in the face of death and loss. My friends, when we place our hope in the promises of God, we are anchoring our souls to something that is unshakable and eternal. We are trusting in a God who is faithful and true, whose love for us is unfailing and unconditional, and that hope can sustain us through even the darkest and most difficult seasons of life. In Hebrews 6, verses 18 to 19, the Bible says that by two immutable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil. Our hope in God is an anchor for our souls, holding us steady and secure in the midst of life's storms and uncertainties. And when we hold fast to that hope, we can have confidence and assurance that God will see us through to the other side. My dear friends, as we reflect on the amazing gift of life that God has given us, I also want to remind you of the transformative power of gratitude and perseverance. In a world that can often feel overwhelming and full of challenges, it's easy to lose sight of the blessings that surround us every day. But when we choose to cultivate a heart of gratitude, even in the midst of adversity, we open ourselves up to the joy and peace that come from recognizing God's hand at work in our lives. The Apostle Paul understood the importance of gratitude, even in the face of great suffering. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, he writes, "In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Paul doesn't say to give thanks for everything, but in everything. He recognizes that while we may not be grateful for the trials and struggles we face, we can still choose to give thanks for God's presence, his provision, and his unfailing love in the midst of them. When we adopt this attitude of gratitude, it shifts our perspective and allows us to see the good that God is working in our lives, even when it's hard to see. but gratitude alone is not enough to sustain us through life's challenges. We must also cultivate a spirit of perseverance, a determination to keep pressing forward, even when the path ahead seems daunting. Paul writes in Galatians 6, verse 9, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." Perseverance is not about gritting our teeth and pushing through in our own strength, but about learning to rely on God's strength and grace to sustain us. It's about trusting that even when we can't see the way forward, God is still guiding our steps. And when we persevere in faith, we open ourselves up to the blessings and rewards that God has in store for us. My friends, I want to encourage you today to never give up on the life that God has given you. No matter how difficult or hopeless your circumstances may seem, know that God is with you, and He is for you. He has a plan and a purpose for your life, and He will not abandon you in your time of need. We read in Philippians 1 verse 6, where Paul writes, "Being confident of this very thing, that He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." My friends, God is not finished with you yet. He is still working in you and through you, molding you into the person He created you to be. So don't give up. Don't lose heart. Keep pressing forward in faith, knowing that the God who gives you life is also the God who will sustain you and bring you through to the other side. My dear friends, I want to draw your attention to the greatest source of hope that we have as believers, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When Jesus died on the cross and was buried in the tomb, it seemed like all hope was lost. His disciples were devastated, and the world was plunged into darkness. But on the third day, something miraculous happened. Jesus rose from the dead, conquering sin and death once and for all, and offering the promise of eternal life to all who believe in Him. The resurrection of Christ is the cornerstone of our faith and the foundation of our hope. As the Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15 verses 20 to 22, "But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. Because Christ rose from the dead, we too have the promise of resurrection and eternal life. We have the assurance that death is not the end, because Christ has promised us that He has prepared a place for us in heaven. And that hope gives us the strength and courage to face even the darkest and most difficult moments of life." In the Gospel of John, in chapter 11, verses 25 to 26, Jesus says to Martha, whose brother Lazarus had just died, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Do you believe this? My friends, when we place our faith in Jesus Christ and His resurrection, we have the promise of life that transcends even death itself. We have the assurance that no matter what happens to us in this life, we have a future that is secure and eternal in Him. And that hope can transform the way we live and the way we face the challenges and trials of this world. The resurrection of Christ also gives us hope for the future of our world. As believers, we know that this broken and sinful world is not all there is. We know that one day, Christ will return in glory to establish his kingdom on earth and to make all things new. In Revelation 21, verses 3 to 4, the Apostle John writes, "And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.'" My dear friends, this is the hope that we have as believers, a hope that is anchored in the resurrection of Christ and the promise of eternal life with him, a hope that sustains us through the trials and struggles of this life and gives us the courage to face each day with faith and trust in God. So let us cling to that hope and let us share it with others who are lost and hurting. Let us be a light in the darkness, pointing others to the only true source of hope and life, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. My dear friends, hope is not just a feeling or a wishful thinking, but a choice to trust in the goodness and faithfulness of God, even in the face of life's darkest moments. It is a decision to anchor our souls to the unchanging promises of God and to believe that he is working all things together for our ultimate good and his ultimate glory. So let us rise up with renewed strength and courage, knowing that with Christ there is always hope. And let us thank God for the gift of life, for where there is life, there are endless possibilities. May God bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you, and may he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who was, who is, and who is to come. Your love knows no bounds. Your mercy endures forever, and your faithfulness reaches to the heavens. I worship you, Lord, for you alone are worthy of all honor, glory, and praise. Father, I thank you for the gift of life, for the breath in my lungs, and for the hope that I have in you. I am grateful for your daily blessings, provisions, and protection. Merciful Lord, I confess my sins before you and ask for your forgiveness. I repent of my shortcomings and failures, and I choose to forgive those who have trespassed against me, just as you have forgiven me. Thank you for your grace. That covers all my transgressions and makes me new. Lord, I pray that you would fill me with an unshakable hope, even in the face of challenges. When the storms of life rage around me, help me to anchor my soul in your unchanging promises. When I feel buried by the weight of my struggles, Lord, remind me that there is always a reason to hope in you. Give me eyes to see the glimmers of your goodness, even in the darkest times. In the name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I declare that those who are with me are more than those who are against me. I bind every spirit of despair, hopelessness, and fear, and I command them to to leave me in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every lie of the enemy that tells me I am forgotten, forsaken, or without hope. I claim the victory that is mine through Christ Jesus, who has overcome the world. Father, I pray for your healing touch upon every area of my life. Heal my body, my mind, my emotions, and my relationships. Protect me from every attack of the enemy, whether it be physical, mental, or spiritual. Surround me with your angels and guard me with your armor of light. Deliver me from all evil and lead me away from temptation. Bless me with your favor, your wisdom, and your peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, I pray for these same blessings upon my loved ones. Cover them with your grace, your mercy, and your protection. Give them hope in the face of despair, strength in the face of weakness, and joy in the face of sorrow. Draw them closer to you and use them as instruments of your love and light in this world. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, believing that you are the God of hope, the God of healing, and the God of restoration. We are grateful that no matter what challenges we face, we have the victory through Christ Jesus. Lord, we declare that our hope is anchored in you, knowing that your plans for us are filled with a future and a hope. We trust that even in our darkest moments, your light will guide us and your promises will sustain us. Sovereign Lord, we thank you for the precious gift of life, a daily reminder of your boundless grace and mercy. We are grateful for each breath, knowing that every moment is a testament to your grace and faithfulness. We claim your promises over our lives, and we trust in your unfailing love. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and empower us to live as beacons of hope in this world. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives, as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.